Hello and welcome to the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is author, Bible teacher, prophet, and podcast host, Emma Stark. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall and Mondo De La Vega. And now, live from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Ricky Baker.
Hello, you're watching Jim Baker's PTL Television Network. We're excited you chose to tune in with us today. We have an exciting program. As Pastor Jim would say, back in the 80s and 90s, don't touch that dial.
Do they still use dials?
I don't think so. I think it's don't swipe that screen or don't. Yeah, I think there's a new phrase for that now.
It's so funny to see this new generation when pastors are doing a demonstration on stage and they got their little clicker. This girl went in and she started doing this to the screen and he said, no, it's you got to click it.
It's different generations.
Don't swipe that dial, right?
That's right. Don't change that dial. The PTL Television Network, Jim Baker had this vision from the Lord Jesus Christ, and it has been thriving. The PTL Television Network is available, Mondo, on any iOS device, any Android device. You can watch on your Roku, Apple TV, Amazon, Fire Stick. You can go on free TV and download that as well. It's a new streaming network. And Mondo, we're almost at 100,000 subscribers on YouTube, which is a great thing. The reason that's so great, I keep telling people this, the reason that that's actually a miracle is because of the amount of times that we have been censored for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we continue to come back, we continue to grow that following. It's because of you, the faithful partner, joining in with us.
You know, we're playing with their rules and,
that's right.
and all their, you know.
And we're just preaching.
But listen, the most important part is download the free app on your phone, or better yet, if you have a Roku device, Apple TV device, Amazon Fire Stick device, you can download the free channel for free. That is the key. And share it with your friends. And listen, the more you share, the more you like on social media, the more exposure this network has, the program has.
That's
and
right.
It's amazing, Ricky, because the changes that are coming, people are going to be shocked.
We will be
and
shocked.
And I'm watching the news and I'm staying close to the headlines. And I can tell you that the way the message is going to be delivered has to be internal. That's why Pastor Jim or Father had a vision that if we don't move into the next level, we're going to be stuck and you're not going to be able to find us. But better than that, we have to be in unity in the body of Christ, because all over the world, the message of the gospel is being preached.
That's right.
From our special guest today. She does amazing on social media, and I love watching her ministry. But connecting the body of Christ together is going to be the key to standing.
That's right. The gospel will be preached over all the world, and then the end shall come. Our digital media, the capabilities we have to be all over the world at the exact same time, we are truly living in Revelation days. Now, you may be wondering, where's Maricela? Where's Maricela? She's usually sitting right next to me. She's over there. She got a new spot in the intro.
Yes.
Now, what are you doing over there?
That's right. Hey, listen, we're going to have some fun today. We're going to minister. We're going to eat and come together. I have Ricky, the new food. We've just launched our brand new affiliate, which is New Manna Food, up to 30-year shelf life food. Check it out. It's on our website, brand new. But I asked the audience, I was like, what do you want to eat? Some of them who came in earlier, I said, what do you want us to cook for our audience? And so we're making Italian pasta with marinara, one of Dad's absolute favorite recipes. So I'm going to be over here cooking while you guys do that. But hey, listen, while you guys are watching right now, I encourage you, go to the website. That's jimbakershow.com. And you're going to see our brand new affiliate, New Manna, up to 30 years shelf life food. It's incredible. You can also call our toll-free number. And I want to make sure everyone knows this because time is going by so fast. Listen, if you have not registered for our Ready Now Expo, the Ready Now Expo, that's April the 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th, a four-day event here at Morningside USA. I want you to go to readynowexpo.com. Free admission for anyone who's coming here to Morningside, or you can sign up and register for a small donation to have access to live streaming.
Yes.
You're not going to want to miss that. But Ricky, let's get started. We have an incredible guest today.
That's right. We want you to go to ReadyNowExpo.com and get that going. Why? We want to see you here in person. We also, if you can't be here in person, we understand, you know, people have their busy lives, their busy schedules. We want to see you on Ready Now Expo Days, which is April 11th through the 14th. I also want to be a quick mention that Marshall didn't ask me what I wanted to eat before the show. I didn't get that memo.
She asked me and I got denied.
I didn't get that memo or that that email. Praise God.
I asked the audience, what do you want to eat?
I was ready to eat chili this morning. That's right. It was cold outside. He said, no, we're going to do Italian marinara.
That's right. Come on.
Hey, the boss is talking. So
that's right. She's the boss. That's right. That's right. You know, one of the ways that you support us at the PTL Television Network is through your monthly donations. And I want to say thank you.
Yeah.
Our monthly partners are truly is what sustains this network. It's what allows us to continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. So if you're a monthly partner, Mondo, we have people who do $1 a day. We have people who do $50 a month, $100 a month. But that truly is what is sustaining us. So if you feel encouraged, hey, you know what? I want to continue to do that. That is a blessing to our ministry. If you're saying, hey, I'm not a monthly donor, we want you to join a part of that family, Mondo, the Legacy Building Club.
Listen, I got to tell you a funny story because yesterday I was at the gas station and I'm pumping gas, and I'm from L.A., California. You can't sneak up on me like that. And a partner on the other side of the pump said, hey, man, Mondo, I'm a partner for $100 a month. I'm like, startle me for just a second. I say, man, you can't do that to me, you know. But I want to tell you something. Your partnership is changing the way we're delivering the gospel around the world.
That's right.
And great things are coming. Great things are exploring here at the ministry. And I want to tell you something. Every single month when you're standing with this ministry, you're allowing yourself to partner with this ministry to bring guests like we're going to have today.
Amen.
But you're also allowing us to bring the gospel to every home in America and even the world through the PTL Network and the Impact Network. We want to thank you for standing with us. Thank
Amen.
You to the president of Impact. Thank you to the viewers of Impact for believing in the message that Pastor Jim has received throughout the years, and it hasn't changed. We have stayed consistent every day, bringing you the news, bringing you the prophetic timeline of where we are according to the book of Revelation. But more than that, your partnership is everything to us.
That's right.
You know that
it really
you
is.
Know more about us than we know about ourselves.
That's so true. That's
it's unbelievable,
right.
Ricky.
That's right. And I want to pre-warn everyone, your PTL app is about to get a facelift. We've been working really hard to ensure that we're on the cutting edge of technology, as well as, you know, making sure everything aesthetically looks beautiful. So you're about to get a facelift as well. So if you wake up one day and open up your phone and it has automatic updates on and it looks a little bit different, just know we purposefully did that. There's nothing wrong with the app. It's getting a facelift and also some technological upgrades as well. Mondo, that's what it's all about. It's about preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, like you said. We fully understand here at the PTL Television Network, the Jim Baker Family Show, that there is only one way to heaven, believer. That is Jesus Christ. If you're not in the fullness of Jesus Christ, I would beckon you today. There has never been a better day to become a believer in Jesus Christ, to walk in your full calling. You may be saying, you know what? I have a little emptiness inside me. I may feel like I'm abandoned. I'm alone. I feel like I was meant to be thrown away or thrown to the side. But I want to tell you right now, you have a divine call, a divine destiny, a divine purpose, believer. You are made in the image of Christ. And Christ died on a cross so that you can come into the fullness of who you are to be, which is a believer and which is also a son and a daughter of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know, Mondo, you had that same experience. And, you know, I don't want to bring your story up without your permission. You had that same experience where people said, you know what? Get him out of here.
Yeah.
He's not worth something. He's no value to us. Just let him go and be somewhere else. But Mondo, the Lord had a different plan for your life.
Listen, my favorite scripture is this one here. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord.
Amen.
That scripture alone, that first portion, I don't have to read the rest of the story, because the fact that God had a plan for my life meant that I was valued. I was important to him. And the same way with you. You are so important. The world said, lock him up and throw the key away. My homeboys, my gang told me, don't make plans past 18 years old because you're not going to live that long. And God gave me the ability to put it in this book And I want to thank all of you partners for ordering this book, because it's, I'm receiving your messages and your emails and your texts and your Facebook posts that this book is transforming your life. This book is transforming your family. I had a lady this morning that bought over $300 worth of books and saying, I want to get this in the hands of my children, my Amen. Nephews, my niece. And I want to tell you something. Together, it's a reminder that the power of restoration is so important in God, because a lot of us felt like throwaways, Ricky.
That's right.
Well, I read a whole chapter about your friend Jim Baker in this book, because when I met Jim Baker, our father, our friend, your friend, I met him in the state of mind that he was, you know, throwaway. He didn't feel good enough to be even be accepted by the church. Yet God used an ex-gang member and God used a televangelist, so to speak,
right.
to bring us together so we can dream together, so we can, you know, help one another and restore one another. And I share this story in a beautiful chapter dedicated to your friend Jim Baker, because God used him to help restore my life. And look where I am today.
That's
look
right.
where
Spreading
you are
the gospel
today.
Of Jesus Christ.
Listen, I don't
right.
think you understand, because people like us are not supposed to be doing what we're doing right now.
Very true.
Latinos, oh man, that alone, you know, makes people nervous. Being on a national syndicated television program,
right.
I want to tell you something. The hour for Latinos in America, God is raising up Latinos in America. And I know we see the turmoil at the border, but God is doing a setup. God is doing a setup, because people are being changed at the border right now.
Amen.
With our friend, you know, that often comes to the program. You know what? Don't lose hope on people.
That's right.
Don't lose hope on people, because God is about to use people from the trenches. God is going to use people like myself and Ricky and Maricela to remind people that the only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ.
Praise God. That's right. Through Jesus Christ. And we have someone on the broadcast with us today that I know without beyond a shadow of a doubt, they have the exact same belief. We have Emma Stark with us here today on Skype. She's an Irish prophet, an author, a leader, and a broadcaster. She's known by many around the world for her popular online shows and podcasts. She has as Power Hour. That's a good one. Come on. What the Prophets Say and At the Stark's Table. Emma has also written books, Mondo. Come on, she's an author. As Lion Bites, that's a 365-day devotional. She also has The Prophetic Warrior and her latest book, Becoming the Voice of God. Emma, we want to thank you for being on with us here today.
Hello, friends. What an absolute joy to see your faces again. And warm greetings from Glasgow in Scotland. Yes, I'm Irish. But I am living in Glasgow in Scotland.
All right. Emma, could you give us an update on your ministry, how you've been doing since the last time you were here on the Jim Baker Family Show?
Yeah, super well. Do you know what? I have literally just finished the last 4 days of training about 300 internationals. Loads of you guys flew in from the States. Love you guys out there. And you came over to be trained in the office of the prophet. So my responsibility, we trained thousands and thousands around the world. My responsibility is not just to play in the shallow waters of revelation, as lovely as that is and as necessary as that is, but I am pushing you guys into the deeper waters so that you're actually a significantly useful, clarity-driven, richly after Jesus Christ, bold truth-teller in the office of the prophet. So that's my bag.
Emma, I'm about to come to your school. I need to know when the next dates are. I'm going to be there. Come on, you just got me fired up. I absolutely love it. Emma, you know, you were talking, we're not just playing in the shallow waters of the book of Revelation. We're not just playing in the shallow waters of Revelation. We're truly diving deep. That's what the PTL Network strives to do. I know you strive to do that. So, Emma, where do you see us on the prophetic timeline?
Well, I think we're in, obviously, the days of war and rumors of war. We're in perhaps the most sober and stretching days that you and I have ever lived, my friend. Now, my portion, my responsibility in all of that is the preparation of the prophetic voice. And that always takes me into the chapter of Revelation, chapter 11. And suddenly you see this church arise in the end times who is indwelt by the Spirit of God and knows the voice of God and knows what it is to be led by the Spirit and accurate in their timings. And for most of the people of God, most of our lives, we've been in delay, we've been out of time, we've been out of sync, we've been in protect and defend rather than grow and advance the kingdom. And so my job is to say, we are close to needing Revelation 11 weight in the prophetic movement. We are close to needing those who God trusts with great authority to be able to change weather patterns, to be able to speak and signs and wonders come forth. And my portion here from Glasgow in Scotland is to get ready a type of prophet that is so deeply burned by the fire of God, so purified that they don't prophesy unhelpful nonsense, but they are ready for these days to actually steward a people who will need to know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
That's right, the way, the truth, and the life. I want to show this right here, Revelation 11, verse 6. It says, they have the authority to close up the sky so that it does not rain during the days of their prophecy. They also have power over the waters to turn them into blood and to strike the earth with every plague whenever they want. We are truly entering, I absolutely agree with you, that Revelation 11 time frame. Now, Emma, what word has God given you for this year and for beyond?
Well, of course, my friend, you know that 2024 is the year of the vote. And I have a list here of 64 nations that are going to the ballot box this year, some democracies, some dictatorships, but it's 7 of the 10 most populous nations in the world are thinking about leadership. And half of the world's population will choose their government this calendar year. Now, in all of that, what God has allowed and enabled to happen is a world en masse. See, only God can do this.
Amen.
A world en masse that's saying, well, what do we believe is important? We are questioning our systems. We are questioning our traditions.
Yes.
We are questioning our history and our values. And what the world is asking this year is, what does freedom look like?
Wow.
Let me put it another way. Who does freedom look like?
Amen.
And God has orchestrated this moment in the history of man where we know the future as the people of God, but the world does not. And right now, as the nations go, well, what is important and where is freedom and how does that look and where do we need to be aligned and how do we think through our national decisions? Right now, God is saying, I need the voice on the church amplified so that the people of God can say, here is freedom and this is what it looks like.
Amen.
In the chaos of nations questioning their history, the Lord is saying to the church this year, I've given you a window of the greatest harvest you have ever known to say freedom looks like Jesus Christ.
Amen. Freedom looks like Jesus Christ. Freedom is Jesus Christ, Mondo.
I think what she's saying is so important because the nations are in turmoil right now. Look at the nations of Haiti in turmoil.
Absolutely.
The nations of Ukraine in turmoil. China in turmoil. Taiwan in turmoil. America's in turmoil. We want you to watch this report and then we'll come back and talk about it.
I have often said you should have the Bible in one hand and news in the other, you know, and to try to see what's going on. God spoke to me in prison that I was to be a watchman. There's going to be events in America that's going to shake us to our core. North Korea threatens nuclear retaliation.
North Korea fired missiles into the sea just as Secretary of State Antony Blinken was visiting Seoul, South Korea. The State Department condemned the missile launches, said the U.S. commitment to South Korea and Japan is, quote, ironclad.
For nation shall rise against nation.
Netanyahu told President Biden Israel has to invade to destroy the last remaining Hamas battalions and leadership.
We see no way to eliminate Hamas militarily. without destroying these remaining battalions.
You shall hear wars, rumor of wars. See that you not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet, for nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine.
In Gaza City, this is what imminent famine looks like. Thousands of Palestinians crowd a UN warehouse. The women up front, they wait for an 11-pound bag of flour like their lives depend on it, because they do.
They are killing people over 5 kilograms of flour. My son is a martyr, and his wife died over 5 kilograms of flour.
There's coming a time that there will be when it'll take you a day's labor in the last days in troubled times when the four horses are riding, that it's going to take you one day's labor to get enough money to buy a loaf of bread.
That's right.
A bag of flour costs up to $1,000 in Gaza. $1,000.
Tensions reaching a boiling point in Cuba. Hundreds of people participated Sunday in a rare public protest amid a worsening economic crisis that has left everyday Cubans without enough food, electricity, or medication.
I tell you what, it's a sad thing to see and watch. You're talking about millions of people. There's about 4 million people right now, will be starving in the next week or two if we don't do something. I mean, this is going to be one of the worst humanitarian crises to ever hit the Western Hemisphere.
It's time for winning souls.
That's right.
But he also says it's going to be perilous times.
Yes.
He said that there'll be time when no food to eat. That's one of the lists.
This warehouse full of food that people in Port-au-Prince could certainly use. But even if WFP wanted to send it, they can't. The capital city is blocked. Countless others went hungry, forced to eat mud pies, a mixture of mud, salt, and butter.
No one wants to eat this.
Yeah, but if you're starving, you'll get to.
People who see trouble ahead and don't do anything about it,
that's right,
they're fools.
That's what it says.
And yet there's people in the pulpit saying, oh, don't prepare.
According to the UN's World Food Program, we are dealing with a hunger crisis of unprecedented proportions right now. Mm. Another report, right now, we are literally teetering on the brink of such disaster. Whose voice are you going to listen? What voice out there makes sense? Prophet, I'm going to ask you a question because I believe that there's a lot of voices out there that people are running to and from, and they don't understand what voice to listen to because they don't understand what is a true prophet. I'm going to ask you, all the way from where you are right now, what is a true prophet of God?
I think you have to be absolutely burned alive by the fire of purification. And I think, my friend, we don't really get how much we are indoctrinated by our own culture and by our own backyard opinions. And a true prophet says, Jesus, I only want your thinking. I only want the word of God. I only want your ways. I only want your kingdom to increase. And that sense of my life is not my own, that's the measure for me of a true prophet. And I actually get very heartbroken at the prophets who just want to speak peace, peace, comfort, comfort. And that the tears that we could collectively cry over that, where you lull people into a false sense of security in very sober and serious days. We are on the edge of economic collapse. The Lord's been showing me troop movement around the Arctic even yesterday. The Lord started to talk to me about watch the submarines in the Arctic coming down from Russia and China. The Lord has got the true prophets on a war footing and a harvest footing at the same time. The Lord is talking about judiciaries making decisions that we know that are not just. My friend, I've got notes here that God has said, watch for stalemate in the United Nations. Watch as NATO flounders. Watch as the economic community of West African states are not able to stop the rise of coups in their region. And you and I are going, oh, Jesus, Jesus, have mercy. And if a prophet is just massaging your ego and is telling you you're going to get rich and is not actually giving you a warning that costs them something reputationally, I would say put a big question mark over whether they're a true prophet.
Wow. You know, the last time you were here, you had written a book about the prophetic gift. Now, your new book is written for emerging prophets. I want everyone at home to watch this trailer for Becoming the Voice of God.
If you want to know what it is to hear God to a deeper and higher level than you ever have before, then you need my new book, Becoming the Voice of God. I want to take you on a journey into the fullness of your call. This book is next level training for prophetic people, where I will equip you, stretch you, and hopefully inspire you, but help you meet the God who speaks today.
Wow. Amen. Wow. That book is available now through our affiliate program with Destiny Image. You can go to jimbakershow.com, go to Destiny Image, and you can get that book today. Or you can call us at 1-888-988-1588 to order this book. And I would tell you right now, you need to order this. We had a sneak peek of this book, Mondo, and it is powerful. I love that the subtitle says, Next Level. You know why? Because Mondo, you know, the famous Bishop Ron Webb says, hey, new levels, new devils.
Yeah.
Because, you know, whenever you go to that next level of anointing, there is always going to be that next level of attack from the enemy. But prophet, you are showing us that we are the victors through Jesus Christ. How important do you believe this book is for today?
Oh, I mean, incredibly important. Have we not got fed up with inaccurate words?
Amen.
I mean, have we not? We just need a moment of truth telling. If I come on here and I say to you, oh, everything's lovely within the prophetic movement, you know I'm a liar and that I'm not worth listening to. I have to say we have been found as babes and as toddlers in kindergarten, you know, more about ourselves than the word of God. And so, you know, I wrote this because I just felt like, God, your voice is so supremely important. I cannot go through a moment without allowing your voice to burn me from the inside out. That motivates me so much. And if you're motivated like me, that his voice matters, then this book is for you, my lovelies.
Amen. This book is absolutely for you. Like I said, we want you to call us 1-888-988-1588, or if you prefer to go online, you can go to jimbakershow.com and to click that link right there. It says shop our affiliates. You can go to Destiny Image, Becoming the Voice of God. And I believe this is truly a vital book for today. This is a book that you want to get parents for your children, grandparents for your grandchildren. Now, I want to ask you a question. What are these emerging prophets who you are mentoring and raising up, and where do we find them? Are they only in churches? Are they only men? Are they only women? Where do we find these prophets you're raising up?
Well, I mean, I'm training cross generations.
Amen.
And of course, I'm training from as young as 15. Now, they're not going to bear the full weight of their office call at 15, but they are thinking about laying down their own lives. And I think that has to be taught truthfully to the young. And to be fair, what we find on our social media platforms is that there were a lot of people who just didn't know they were prophets. Mm. And part of the real joy of what I do is to sit with them and weigh and test. Can they weight bear the word of God? How successfully can they communicate the word of God? Because prophets need to be gifted orators and communicators. So they're coming from unlikely places, and they're coming from overlooked places where people have been scared of the robustness of scripture. Because of course, when you come to the word of God and the Bible is central to your life, you understand that God is both wrath as much as he's mercy, that he's holy as much as he's just, that he's pure as much as he's good. And so a lot of prophets have been tucked away and silenced because we have a whole movement that just believes that God is some kind of cotton candy God in the sky. And suddenly they're realizing through us training them, oh, that sense of justice or that sense of understanding that some bad things are going to happen is actually quite right. And so people are finding their voice where they're able to say, get ready, Jesus is coming, and here's what you need to know, and here's what's in the Word of God as our central guide. So it's incredible that these people are going, oh my goodness, with fear and trembling, I think I might be a prophet. So we take them and we work with them.
Wow. Amen. You know, your friend, Pastor Jim Baker, is truly a man of God, truly a watchman on the wall, but Bondo, he is a prophet. The Lord has bestowed upon him knowledge that would come to pass years and years in advance. Accurate knowledge, Mondo. Yeah. Scary accurate knowledge. Mm-hmm. In 1999, he wrote the 31 things. And Mondo, we've seen the majority of that list come to pass exactly how the Lord told him to pin it down on paper. I believe that the prophetic utterance is more important today than it ever has been, which is a bold statement to make because we have seen it through mm-hmm. the Old Testament, the New Testament, the New Covenant. But 2024, there are so many people with hard hearts, Mondo. Mm-hmm. There are so many people who hear the prophecy, know it to be true, yet still reject it. We are seeing lawlessness. But I believe that Pastor Jim Baker, the reason that the PTL Television Network, the voice of the prophets, is subtitled just that, is because he realized the prophet, known and unknown, will need the place and the platform to have their voice heard.
Anointed, Holy Spirit-driven prophets.
Amen.
I want to tell you something. What you just heard, there's a lot of prophecy out there, a lot of people that get excited and people that want to, we call them Facebook prophets and all that, keep but they haven't been tried and tested and anointed by the Holy Spirit. Because when you're dealing with headlines like this one, abortion hits highest level since 2014, despite producers being outlawed in more than a dozen states. What do you listen to when you hear this type of headline, prophet? Because there's a lot of voices out there, yet your book deals with prophetic entity of learning how to hear from God, to be a voice of God. How do you deal with headlines like this? And you hear prophecy on the other side of town prophesying just ludicrous that doesn't even make sense. When headlines hit the marketplace, what is the first instinct that you get as a prophet?
Yeah, I think that there's the heartbreaking sense of reading and trying to compute just how far we are from righteous nations. Now, what the Lord has said to me, I was literally sitting on the ground on the continent of Europe, actually mainland continental Europe in Amsterdam. And of course, we have war on our shores. You don't yet, although it's coming to you, America. But we actually have war in two places on our continent. And I could feel the armies of God, and I could feel the armies of Satan. We are in the most cataclysmic clash of the kingdoms we've ever lived. And the Lord gave me a strategy. He says, if you don't go for souls, you can't change the culture. And the Lord was starting to give a strategy for evangelism and harvest. And he started to say to me, you have got to get boots on the ground in Ukraine, in Poland, in Belarus, in Estonia, and you've got to take lorries that you can take the side off and you can start to preach the gospel so that there can be enough of an agreement that Jesus is righteous and holy and true, that Jesus is the way, so that as the enemy comes in like a flood, there is an ability for enough souls to be saved that they can overturn our cultural norm and our cultural deterioration. And that applies in your nation as much as it applies in the continent of Europe. It right now is about how many souls can get saved so that the culture can tip back by the agreement of the numbers of Christians who fall in love with Jesus.
Amen. You know, we had a prophet just sitting in our offices a few weeks ago, and he said that he is truly believing for the end times harvest in Marcel. You were there when he said this, for 1 billion souls in these coming years, Mondo. And I absolutely agree with that. We are going to see a great harvest of people coming into the kingdom of God. Why? Because, Mondo, there are the prophets who are not willing to mince their words when it comes to what God tells them, and that's vital for now and for today. And Emma, you say in your book, the entire prophetic movement is still shifting from adolescence to adulthood and how it stewards the word of God. Now, can you explain that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really rough old statement to bring, isn't it? But we have to have a moment of honesty and clarity. We prophesy like spoiled brats, if that's an okay thing to say culturally.
Please, please.
It's an okay thing for me to say here in Europe. And the sense of, very legitimately, that if I wanted to train as a shepherd or a teacher or a pastor over the years, there were really excellent colleges that I could go to. But But if I wanted to train as a prophet, there was really nowhere to go. And there's a very recent thing that the restoration of the prophets and the training programs for the office of the prophet were in place. So we are trying to grow up and mature as fast as we possibly can, bearing in mind there was nowhere for us to go to train because we've not had the iron sharpening iron, which Bible colleges for church leaders had for years. So I'm trying to put prophets together into iron sharpening iron communities. And I'm teaching them this. I'm saying, you cannot be easily offended. You just have got to stop that. You've got to understand that the Word of God says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. That if you're to be a useful voice to God, something in you has got to be enabled to be sharpened. Did God really say that? Give me a little bit more clarity. Push yourself on that. Is that completely accurate? Are you expressing that in a way that it can be received? So that's what I mean in that we are growing up as a prophetic movement to be much more of a useful voice. And interesting, you talk about the 1 billion soul harvest. I actually believe that the 1 billion soul harvest is the start, and that what we're going to see as 1 billion souls get saved is a tipping into an additional 3 billion. And what we will see in total is a 4 billion soul harvest. I believe God has been very clear about that, that half the world's population is on the cusp of salvation. And that means for you and I, it is absolutely not business as usual.
That's right.
And God is going to allow some things to not work out in the earth. Why? Because he's more interested in eternal destiny than he is in your current level of comfort. And what is happening is God, Isaiah 2, it says God rises to terrify the earth. So God is rising to terrify the earth that it might provoke half of the planet to make a decision for Jesus.
Amen.
I want to say something to this because this is so important that what you just said, prophet. The Bible says, when I was a child, I talked like a child. My thoughts were like a child. I understood things in a way that a child understands. But now that I have become a man, I have stopped. I have put away childish things. I believe the hour of maturity has to come into the church right now like never before. That's we are dealing with adult situations that child people cannot be dealing with in interpreting where we are right now.
That's right.
Yet, I don't allow my children to make adult decisions based on their feelings and emotions. I have to be intentional as a man of the house to understand how to make decisions for my household. I believe the church needs some mature prophets in the house to help us understand and interpret where we are in a mature level, because mature decisions are being dealt with childish decisions in the government today. It does not make sense when I'm reading these headlines and they talk about they're restricting veterans from having concealed weapons, but yet allowing immigrants to have the weapons.
That's right. We're seeing that.
What is going on?
That's right.
In the church, it doesn't make sense what's happening in the church today. We're not against the church. We love the church. I will build my church. We always stand on that word. But I want to tell you something.
Well, church has to be strong.
The church is being run by young, adolescent, inexperienced folks. Yet
That's
we're
right.
dealing with Bible prophecy that deals that the king is coming back. Some mature things have to be talked about in the church. Prophecy is not given to children. It's given to mature women of God and men of God that can help you understand that, yes, some hard things are coming, but yet the king is coming back.
That's right. The king's on his way back. And you have to recognize that, believer. It is important for you to understand where you are spiritually. Marshall, we were just having a conversation even this morning, and there was a situation where I said, you know what? I realize in this moment, I am not seasoned enough to handle this alone. Mm-hmm. You must have the wisdom, believer, to say, you know what? I must lay my ego aside in this moment. I must lay my pompous way of thinking aside in this moment and realize I need those who have been seasoned yes. by the fire.
Yes.
Because I believe you are one of those as well for this generation who has been seasoned by the fire. Not every message you have come out, like you said, has been rainbows, butterflies, and cotton candy. Why? Because the message of the Lord is not always easy. It will most likely cost you something, but it is a price we
yes.
as believers
yes.
must be willing to pay.
Yes.
Why? Because the ultimate price was paid on the cross by Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, Emma, why is it important to grasp the significance of the four generations currently present on the earth and to understand how to effectively collaborate with their unique anointings?
Yeah, I think this is really pushing what you're saying, the need for maturity, the need for intergenerational togetherness in the house of God, and that we don't allow young whippersnappers just to think they know it all. You know,
Amen.
I'm nearly 50 years old. I have children in their 20s. I have children who are teenagers. And this sense of understanding that I'm a Gen Xer, but my father's generation, the boomers, he's a senior theologian, they understand how to make it safe. So I need a little bit of the boomer brilliance that keeps people thinking about safety. I also need a little bit of the Gen Xer capability because my generation are the structural deconstructionists. I will always want to poke and say that structure isn't a kingdom structure. That structure is too man-made. That church is built on man-made ideologies. And so the Xers are thinking about deconstruction the whole time. The millennials are also thinking about deconstruction. They just want authenticity. You know, if you meet a millennial, they just want authenticity. If you meet a Gen Z, they're classed as the confession generation. They're the first generation raised by social media. So they let it all hang out. They just confess their sins. And the
yes.
alphas, those who are under 11 at the moment, are going to be the wildest generation in terms of the things of Jesus Christ. Wild abandon to the truth of Jesus. Great freedom to lay their lives down and to not be so self-protectionist. So I feel like God is saying, you need all of those together in my house. You need
Amen.
The wildness of the children. You need the confession of the Gen Z. You need the authenticity of the millennials. You need the deconstructions of the Xers. You need the safety ideology of the boomers so that you can roll together to become a bride who has made herself ready. And so the
wow.
sense of
Praise
like
God.
Dispensing with experts, that's got to come to an end, because only the boomers and the Gen Xers actually have experience. So you're going to have to figure out, people who are listening to this, how you become family or intergenerational in thinking about leadership so that the anointing God gave to every generation can work together to make the bride ready.
That's wow. right. And we see that the word of God calls
Amen.
For unity.
Yes,
it doesn't call yes. for unity between certain sects, certain denominations, certain age groups. It calls
Amen.
For unity, period,
yes.
Mondo. And that is what's vital.
Listen, that is, prophet, that is
wow.
the best,
Incredible.
The
yes.
best I've ever
yes.
heard explained.
Yes.
about the generations.
Yes, that's for us.
Listen, I'm with you.
That's for everyone
we
watching.
Are with you.
I hope everyone watching really listened. If you haven't, rewind, play back. I promise you, when I just heard that, Emma, I'm on fire sitting over here, Lord. Every time, Emma, you know, you have this way. You have the power of the Holy Spirit. Every time you come on this show, I get so excited. And we should be excited about what the prophets of the Lord are releasing. That's a word for you. There's someone who's watching right now. You've been trying to make sense of all these generations, the young. Lord, how do we work together? Play it back. Rewind it. What Emma just released to us, that's for us who are watching. Anyone who has ears to hear, that is going to be how the church and the body of the Christ, we are the church. That's how we're going to move forward and win souls. But Emma, I just have to say to you, I believe right now you have a word. I just feel, and we want to release you right now. We want to release you to give a word that you feel. What is the word that the Lord is speaking to you for anyone who's watching, whether it be watching right now or even someone that maybe, hey, listen, it might be a word. You might have to go get your friend and say, come on over. We got to watch this together. But the Holy Spirit is moving right now. You just released a powerful word, and I want you to continue on that. I want you to just have permission to know, release the word that you feel the Lord's brought you here at the Jim Baker Show for our viewing audience today.
Yeah, thanks, my friend. I really feel like the Lord is saying, would you go again to let your guard down, to let others into your space, that I might raise you up to be cutting edge again? And the Spirit of the Lord is saying to those who are watching right now, there has been a retreating, and you've even been wounded by some things that have happened in the house of God. But the Lord says, I need you to go again. I need you to engage again. I need you to trust again. I need you to come as iron to other people's iron. And the Spirit of the Lord says, I am releasing an ability back for you to sharpen each other. And I'm releasing an ability back for you to gather together, says the Lord, in a way you have lost for years, that you might together stride forward with my glory, and together, says the Lord, become a brave solution. For the Lord says, you cannot do what is needed in independence or isolation at this time. And the Lord is healing you to be able to go again into community, into family, and into the cutting edge.
Praise God. That's a good word. We want to thank you for always listening to the prompting of the Holy Spirit and be able to release a word like that. It's vital for the church.
Yes,
now, Marcel, you know, Pastor Jim Baker, your friend, we meet with him, I feel like, every single day. We're on the phone with him. We're going over to his home. We're meeting with him in the offices because he still has that voice. He's coming back. He's coming strong. And he wants you to know, friend, that he loves you, that he cares for you. Mondo, the main question I get every single time, multiple times when we're in meetings with him, is, are you taking care of our partners? Yeah. Are you ensuring that they're spiritually prepared? Are you ensuring that they're physically prepared? And that's why we do what we do. You know, Mondo had abandoned me over here. I was trying to figure out where he just up and left to. Mondo, you over there, Marcella?
Yeah.
You know, we had just released this new affiliate link with New Manna. I think it's vital for us to understand that we do this because we want the church to be prepared. Yes. We want the church to be a lighthouse.
Amen.
You know, there comes a time in the book of Revelation where it says, unless you have that mark, this is what the word of God says, you will not be able to buy or sell food. You will not be able to buy or sell the necessities in which you need as a Christian, as a believer, because you have rejected the mark of the beast. I truly believe we're living in end times, as Pastor Jim truly believes. Marcel, it's why we prepare with food. It's why we prepare with water supplements.
Amen.
But this new affiliate program, they are God-fearing, a couple who absolutely loves the body of Christ, and they want the body of Christ to be
prepared.
That's
right, Ricky. And this is, as Ricky said, this is New Manna, our brand new affiliate program. If you haven't watched the shows with us, go back and watch those. But listen, we wanted to do this. I already served the audience. We want to help prepare you. You know, Mondo, I think about it, and we were talking yesterday briefly. You know, our lives, Ricky and I, Lori Baker, the pastor of Pastor Jim and Lori Baker, God used her to come into our lives with this, with food.
That's right.
She came into the inner city. You know our story. If you know our story, she came into the inner city. And the only thing that allowed her to go into the inner city and to be accepted by the inner city of gangs, of drugs, of our family who was involved in all those things in the 90s, the 80s, the only thing, Mondo, that allowed this blonde-headed, five-foot woman to walk into the inner city at 10 o'clock at night, at midnight, was the fact that they said, don't touch her. Why? Because she's feeding the children. She's bringing food to the children. She's bringing clothes. She's bringing medicine to them. And so I have been a direct impact of watching how God can use a simple tool as food preparation to impact lives, knowing that God would use this moment to save an entire family, to bring the gospel. And so that's why we do. When Ricky says we're the lighthouse, yes, the Bible says we are the lighthouse.
Amen.
But sometimes we need tools that will allow us to go into those dark places that are often off limits. And that's why we believe in preparing with food and new manna. I want to break this down. Listen, we've just offered, we've just introduced it. This is the brand new bucket. This is the main bucket here. This is called the Family Pack. Many who have been calling, we've been taking your calls. And so I want you to understand what we've done here is every bucket, one bucket right here for one person, because you've been asking, how much food will it be? How much? How do I know? One bucket, this one bucket right here that you see, this is 45 days for one person. And it's 26 days for two people, and that's 3 meals a day. Each bucket has 144 servings. And so, of course, you could take that. You can do the math. When you open it up, it's individual packets, as I'm showing you here. They're resealable. And so that's incredible. You can make food as you need it. So this product is available right now. But the biggest question, Mondo, people have been saying is, how much food is it? So once again, for one bucket, when you order that bucket and you call that toll-free number, that's 1-888-988-1588. For one person, it equates to up to 45 days. That's 3 meals a day. For two people, it's about up to 24 days of the food that's included in here. And so that's just one of the questions I want. We've been getting asked so much, Mondo, but let's talk about, because we're not just here without a purpose and saying we're offering food.
No.
You know, Dad's always said, look, who would turn this away when you have food that you can go and you can set up outreaches with? When you have food that you could feed the hungry, when you have food that you can come into someone's situation and be a part of their solution when they're hungry, when their stomachs are hungry, then it allows you to preach the gospel. Then at that moment, does the Lord use that moment to preach the gospel and to penetrate their lives and to help them realize that God says, feed those who are hungry, clothe those who are naked. That's what the gospel is. That's part of the gospel of what Jesus has called us for. But then, Mondo, we have the natural events. We have the signs of the time that we're living in that are pointing directly to perilous times. As Pastor Jim has always said, our dad, perilous times. And I like, you know, we always say, what does the word of God has to say with the revelation in the news, the events that are happening right now?
I believe that we are tittering into the entrance of the black horse of famine. Wow. Let me give you a report. Let me read it to you. I don't want to quote myself. This is a report. During a recent interview with Fox News, prepping expert James Nelson explained that most Americans are woefully unprepared for any sort of major supply chain disruption.
Absolutely.
Nelson calculated that if a freezer goes out, people will only have that food for 3 days. If the power goes out, Americans are now reduced to 5 days of food in their homes.
Right.
A local suburban or urban area will also have about 2 weeks of food and has generators if the power goes out. But when people are dependent on storefronts, they will quickly be emptied out. He continues, in the event of even a temporary supply chain collapse, most homes are within 2 weeks of being entirely dependent on handouts from a government entity or non-government organization, Nelson said.
Wow.
And I end with this quote that he mentioned. Anybody who doesn't have 3 to 6 months of basic staples and food within your home and the ability to grow a garden, then what's your plan?
Wow.
What is
you have seen our plan.
That's right.
We have been ridiculed. We have been laughed at. We have been mocked at. We don't care.
What we care
is the mission that God has given us.
Lord.
What we are aware of where we need to be with you.
Yes.
We have partnered with this amazing food company that has a passion to see you prepared.
Yes.
And I want to tell you something. They took a chance on you. They have reduced their prices. They have done everything they can, Maricela, to be able to bring this to our partners, to our ministry. And if you don't call right now, then what's your plan? Mm-hmm. You've heard the voice of God. God has warned you day in and day out. Yet, if you don't have a plan at the end of the day, you become responsible for your family. You become responsible for those around you. I know you get tired of hearing it, but if you don't prepare now, after the event takes place, it's already too late.
That's right.
If I was you, the first plan, if you ask me the question, thank you for asking me, what is the first plan of attack? Is to call that number, 1-888-988-1588. Let us help you. Yes. Let us help you walk through the path of what is going to work for your budget, for your family. And I got to end with this last one. Again, I think it's so important. Michael Snyder said, and I quote, if you plan to get prepared, now is the time, Ricky.
That's right. Wow. Now is the time. I truly believe that. Emma Stark, you are still here with us today, and I think it's wildly important. Emma, what are, you know, we're seeing a lot of prophets pop up. Mondo said, I don't even know if I should call them prophets because we see that they are simply making a name for themselves or saying something along the lines of nothing bad is ever going to happen. But as we wave through this future of people saying, hey, I'm a prophet, what do we do as Christians to identify a false prophet?
I think if they draw you to themselves rather than draw you to God, that's your first red flag. I think if they are talking more about who they are rather than who God is, then you've got some significant problems. I'm concerned about problematic altar calls where people run to the front as conference junkies to a man rather than to Jesus Christ. We see that a lot. I think we don't even know the difference between prophesying the word of God and praying our own heart's desires, and we mix those up. So most prophecy is about what we desire rather than what God is saying. So my prayer for you guys watching this is that the gift of the discerning of spirits would suddenly explode by the hand of God in the midst of you right now, that you might have this alert by God inside of you to go, I think that's more about them than it is about God. And that's I think, the first sign right now of false prophet.
Wow. Amen. Man. If you're just tuning in, you're watching the PTL Television Network, the Jim Baker Family Show. We have a tremendous guest with us today, Emma Stark. Yeah. Emma has come out with a brand new book. We want you to go to jimbakershow.com. Click that Shop Our Affiliates link and find Destiny Image. That is where you will find this book, Becoming the Voice of God. Amen. This is a vital book for this generation. Get it for yourself, your pastor, your friend, your son, your daughter. Call us at 1-888-988-1588. And Emma, with just a minute left in the broadcast, if somebody doesn't know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, and they're saying, how do I walk into the fullness of who I'm supposed to be? Amen. What would you tell them?
Oh, you need to get on your knees and say, Jesus, save me. Amen. Because he always will run to where you are. If Amen. You don't have answers, if you are living in confusion, Amen. If you are living in uncertainty and your insides are rattled, I want you to know you have a Savior in Jesus Christ who will come and dwell with you and in you, who will bring clarity and meaning to your life. It is Jesus Christ of mercy on me.
It is Jesus Christ. I want to read this excerpt right here. It says, Emma's remarkable fresh insight into scripture will be treasured guidepost on your journey into prophesying with a kingdom weight and authority, including authority, alignment, safety, fear of the Lord, warfare, integrity, your prayer life, and the role of a prophet today. I truly believe that this book is a book you need to get for yourself, need to get it for a friend, a family member. I love, Marcel, that we have people who say, hey, you know what? I buy these books. I buy two, one for myself and one for my pastor, because they want to make sure that your pastor is also getting this spiritual feeding. Lord. Emma, we want to thank you for saying yes to the call of God on your life and training and teaching this next generation.
Amen.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me as ever my favorite family.
Amen. Amen. Well, we'll see you soon again on the PTL Television Network. I want you at home to remember this, that God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Pastor Jim and Lori Baker invite you to the Ready Now Expo at Morningside USA for four power-packed days of Bible prophecy and end times preparedness. Join us Thursday, April 11th through Sunday, April 14th. Dig into end times Bible prophecy. Attend informative workshops and sharpen your preparedness skills. Shop exclusive deals at the vendor booths, product tables, and stock up on survival essentials. You'll also enjoy hearing from our special guests as a member of the live studio audience of The Jim Baker Show with our special guests, Pastor Steve Chicolante, Reverend Dave Robbins, Joshua Giles, Rick Joyner, and many other leading experts and teachers. You can join us in person or watch the live stream online. Registration is required, so visit our website at readynowexpo.com. We can't wait to see you there.